I don't have to know where it's coming from or how it's coming from, but is there a way out for me? Now, the guy I read this morning from page 449 on page 450 says this: "The people at the meetings gathered around me in kindness in those early days, and I did not drink. But the spiritual demons of withdrawal descended on me." We don't talk about those very much. But that was kind of my experience of being dry, going to meetings, not having skin on, being a raw nerve ending, and showing up for work. It's spiritual demons of withdrawal. Nothing makes sense yet, and I don't have any tools to deal with any crises, but I'm not drinking. Hi. So the craziness comes in. I was black and these people were white. What did they know about suffering? What could they tell me? I was black and bright, and the world had consistently rejected me for it. I hated this world, its people, and its punishing God. Yet I believed the people in AA were sincere, and whatever they believed in was working for them. I just did not believe that AA would work for me as a black drunk. Now, I can't tell you how much I identify with this man. I knew the program would work for you. It would not work for me. I'm different. I'm special. I'm unique. My wiring is different than yours is. We have such a different background. I don't know people like me getting sober. I look at you, and you look to be well-intentioned and well-meaning. I'm cynical. I'm nasty. I'm depressed. Leave me alone. I'm an isolator. You know, you're all getting along so well. Remember when you went to your first AA dance? Everyone's getting along, and I kept thinking I was going to fall down any second because the gravity feel was different sober. You know, you can't. I'm unique, I'm special, I'm different. And it took me a while of going to meetings before I had what I would consider, I had an act of faith before this. In my first couple of months going to meetings, I chose to believe that I was an alcoholic because I wasn't sure. Maybe I'm just unlucky. Maybe I'm just crazy. Maybe it's just been a bad 10 years. But I chose to believe that I was an alcoholic, an act of faith. And then the door started seeming to open. I went to a lot of meetings, and my spiritual awakening. I was at a meeting. I looked around the room and I noticed for the first time that I was not the only person in the room. This is a big deal if you've always been the only person in the room. And I also realized that everybody in the room, not either the same day or within the month, you know, every person in the room had equal access to God's grace.